you through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Let your money or your life. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a salt truck. Flowers. Oh, no. Oh, no. Whatever gets you through your life.
Yeah, you know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I am Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
The crumpet says abandon all hope. Bah, he gonna give you some eggnog to drink, thou.
With Hardwood Forrest Connor in the studio, investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, we were talking earlier about how right now silver and gold is so affordable. This is the time to buy it.
Definitely.
It's not like, you know, it's not like it's worth like $5 now or something. I mean, it's just dropped like $20 or something, right? 20, 30, 50.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Depends on what we're talking about.
Right.
But if people don't understand this market and they're like, okay, this is my opportunity, I'm going to buy it now. Because I talk to people who buy it when it's expensive all the time. And I'm like, why are you doing that? You
know, right.
What's your number again?
828-298-5402.
And how can people come find you in person and bring you a Christmas gift?
A Christmas gift?
Yes.
They can come to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Buy you a nice romantic dinner. Kind of like the guy in this next story I'm going to tell you about.
Uh-oh.
Mobius, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Okay, like I told you, you know, because of weirdo programming issues the rest of the year with the Christmas season being, or the, I guess Christmas being on a weekend and New Year's being on a weekend, some places are going to, some affiliates are going to air Christmas music and other programming specials. Some are going to air a best of this program. So this is the last one we're going to do here, the last new one in 2011. And there's a lot to go through. Let's get started in Florida, Naples, Florida. Why not? A Florida man is facing theft charges after allegedly trying to walk out of a store with the makings of a candlelight dinner stuffed down his pants.
Ew.
31 years old from East Naples, charged with retail theft after employees of a supermarket saw him trying to make off with four steaks and some candles. He was apparently chased down by the grocers and arrested. You hungry, baby?
Oh.
There's a romantic dinner in my pants. Wait till you see the candle. That's the kind of Christmas dinner we hope does not come your way.
Exactly. Yes. Don't be that guy.
People will stick anything down their pants.
Yes, they will.
And in other places. And if we have enough time, I'll get around to some of the other places. A romantic dinner in my pants. Let's go to this next story here. Now, this is really spooky, actually. Okay, I've never done Pilates. I don't know any. I mean, but are you a Pilates person, Shelley?
No.
It's kind of like yoga or something, right? You just kind of bend and stretch and. I hear it gets really stinky when women go into these classes because their bodies just relax and let loose. Becomes, well, anyway. So this is a frightening story. 59-year-old woman here was in a Pilates class in Baltimore, Maryland, and says that during a stretching exercise, her breast implant was swallowed by her body.
Swallowed by her body?
Yes. That it just kind of went... Whoop. She stretched and it... Whoop. That's my understanding. It says she's had to go under the knife now to have it retrieved and reinserted. This woman is a cancer survivor, had undergone a double mastectomy, and then gotten breast implants, and they said that her ribs had been weakened after a heart operation. So she was doing a stretching exercise called a Valsalva maneuver, and suddenly she said, quote, my body swallowed one of the implants, end quote. And so says she has had to go in and have them retrieve this thing, that they believe that during this stretch or whatever, the chest muscle contracted and just pushed the implant through the space between her ribs. Ew.
Ew.
How?
Says, quote, the weakened scar tissue was easily torn and the strength of the pectoralis muscle pushed the implant deep into her chest. End quote. The Valsalva maneuver is a breathing technique in which a person takes a deep breath and then attempts to exhale against a closed airway.
Note to self, don't do that one.
Yeah, that's from Fox News.
Ooh.
Fox News. Creepy, creepy. So, I don't know. The breast implants in general seem to just have so many problems associated with them. Just so many issues. So many things can go wrong. Okay, here's one from the UK. You know how there are all these cities now that are pushing to have traffic cameras installed? And I don't like this idea.
No.
For a number of reasons. I can understand why that it might be effective in some ways, but I don't know. I'm just not comfy with it. So here's a story from the UK about a guy who is threatening legal action because he was going 10 miles per hour over the 50 mile per hour speed limit, which is nothing. We all do that once in a while. You go 60 and a 50. So a camera snapped a shot, and I've seen this picture. And in this particular area where he lives, when one of these cameras snaps your picture, it now becomes a public matter, and they have a website where they put the picture of you. And I guess it's kind of like a mugshot, actually, because you're breaking some law, right? But in this picture, and again, I've seen this picture, the man is sitting there in the driver's seat, and he's reaching over, and he is basically filling up a woman. And it's not his wife.
Ooh.
Okay? As a matter of fact, it is a much younger lady, a college-age student. And, I mean, when you see this picture, he's just getting a handful. Now, I don't know why this is the appropriate time to reach over and do this. Right?
They're there.
But, and so now... He is saying, well, this has been photoshopped.
Oh, my.
The police photoshopped this. I didn't have a woman in my car. They got a target on me, you know? They want that 50-buck ticket or whatever. Sure. She's a very ample lady, and so now he's actually suing them, saying that there was no one in my passenger seat, end quote. So now you see, this is the kind of like can of worms that can open up when Big Brother becomes too involved. Does anybody think it's a good idea to have traffic cams like that?
No.
If you're going to give me a ticket, you got to work for it. At least.
I agree.
You know, get out, chase me down. If it's raining, you got to stand out in the rain. Sorry. You know, that sort of thing. Oh. Well, here's a way that you can get into the holiday spirit. A Chicago strip club is offering free lap dances to customers who donate toys. It's called Lap Dances for the Needy.
Oh, God.
I'm sold.
I could think of another name for it, but I better not say it.
What kind of toys are we talking about donating here?
Well, let's just see. The Admiral Theater in Chicago is, let's see here, it's going to have this available through the weekend. Donated gifts must be new. Oh, well, that's a good thing for starters. Regardless of what it is, it has right. to be unused. And while bringing more than one would help local children, participants will only receive one lap dance per customer per visit, regardless of how many toys they bring in. So you may as well just stop at, like, CVS and just pick up something from the dollar
define
rack.
Define visit. I mean, if I leave the establishment and then come back, is that considered one visit?
I would think so.
Or is that going to have three or four visits in one night?
Maybe it depends on just how charitable the ladies are feeling. But they say that last year they did a very similar event there called the 12 Days of Triple Xmas. And that it they had girls dressed up like elves. Wow, there we go. The elves, again, they did a rendition of the Nutcracker. And it said that it brought in loads and loads of toys last year. And so it might be a very effective way. And so you have to ask yourself, you know, is this good? Is this a positive thing? Kids aren't going to care where their toys came from, right? I'm for it. I support it. Anything that brings in toys. Mobius, do you have any objections?
No, I like it.
Okay.
Loads of toys.
Hear, hear. Let's see. Next story from Alabama. Or to Alabama with the banjo on my knee. I can play that on the harmonica for us. You've heard me.
I have.
Are you a harmonica man? Can you play the mouth organ?
No, I don't play the mouth organ.
Okay. Let's see here. In Alabama, a topless woman attacked a city worker at a storage facility in Heflin. They say the worker was feeding animals at a building used to house pets awaiting adoption. And he looks over, and here is this crazed woman who is nude from the waist up, and she just came over and attacked him. There is no motive, no rationale. And so the woman is being charged with third-degree assault and some criminal mischief and resisting arrest. Okay.
In other reports, it said that she was barking and acting very irrational during the attack.
Barking. Well, that makes sense now. We found the common factor. It was back to the dogs. Everything works in circles. It cycles within cycles. It's Bakhtuns within Bakhtuns. The long count resonates again and again within our insanity. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a horrible story from New Jersey about what a woman injected into a man, and guess what part of the man she injected it into. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the show where the unusual becomes usual, and we call this the Dark 30 Hour, when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial news, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. There is much more to come, so stick around.
People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Strange.
candlelight dinner in my pants. Where do you see the candlestick?
Ah, Christmas. That warm, romantic tingles in the air. Men will do anything to impress their ladies. And this is the Dark 30 Hour, when we talk about some of the more extreme things that men might do to themselves to impress the ladies. Let me warn you, as I frequently do, you might want to turn off the radio. You might not want to listen to the things we talk about this hour. Some people email me afterward and say, why did you talk about this? And I say, why did you listen to me? So it's called Speaking of Strange, and these are real news stories so far as we can tell. And we're doing our best to, to report the way the cookie, crumbles. So let's see here. Before we dig into this, okay, we got Mobius on the line. We have Shelley Wright. We have Forrest Connor here. And I want to remind you that if you are concerned about 2012, if you don't want to sit around in the dark and the, you know, have the most uncomfortable experience when cataclysms happen, you might want to consider going to sunshinesimple.com and watching the video there. It's just a short little video. It's like 3 minutes where you'll see me demonstrating the Sunshine Simple Generator, the best solar generator for your home, in my opinion. And you'll see why we've already sold them all over the country, because if you wait until it's too late, you're just going to be sitting there crying and you're going to say, I should have listened. I should have listened to that guy on that radio show. SunshineSimple.com. And also, for 2012, we have so many big things planned. You know how many people are going to listen to this show in 2012? People are going to be glued to this program, because this is going to be the only program that kind of, sort of gets what's going on, and it's going to help you through this. If you want to advertise on this program, now's the time to let us know. And, you know, you can get your message out there. And our listeners are very, very devoted. And that's why we do so well. And we stay on the air, even when we talk about things that are pretty messed up. Like this story from New Jersey. It's one of these fake doctor stories. Yeah. Fake doctor injected a 22-year-old man with silicone during a quote-unquote pumping party. It's popular enough they have pumping parties, and he, you know, it was actually a woman, I believe. Yeah, it was a woman doctor injected the man's thingy. I think that's the radio safe term, his thingy, with silicone. And guess what happened? He died. Yeah, the guy died from this. And she was doing this enhancement procedure at her home. And I'm reading this story, and they're just talking about all these different cases of people who are doing this, not just to that body part, but other parts, especially the buttocks. And apparently, you know, things are getting so expensive, medically speaking, that people are just going to these extreme measures for these, you know, home remedies, if you will. And they say that in some cases, when you get these substances into your body, that they'll migrate through your bloodstream and they'll cause a fatal clot in your heart or brain or lungs. Also, it can just, you know, pass into tissue and leave horrible, disfiguring lumps. And they're saying it's become so prominent. There are people who are just going to the hardware store and buying castor oil, mineral oil, petroleum jelly. Imagine injecting yourself with Vaseline is what amounts to.
What the heck?
The ingredients is Fix-A-Flat and Crazy Glue. That's
just, are you serious?
Whoa. Yeah, that's one of the main ingredients being used for the enlargement procedure.
Crazy glue. What is that going to feel like? Well, I can see how that might come in handy in one particular case. But in most cases, you don't want to use crazy glue for any purpose in the body. In fact, a guy in Florida here, it says, was injecting cement into patients before sealing the wounds up with things like super glue. So, I mean, this is just, it's insane what people are injecting into each other for these cosmetic purposes. I mean, what kind of world do we live in when people are that superficial, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to understand. Okay, let's move right along here. You know, we were talking about Florida. In fact, you know, Mobius, you were saying sometimes we should just read nothing but Florida stories and just do just all Florida, blah, blah, blah. But I realized it's just too much when you do that because we would just be jumping so far over the all over the place at once. But here's a Florida story. It's about Florida's drunkest cities. Now, Forrest, what would you think that some of Florida's drunkest cities would be, where everybody's just totally wasted all
the
time?
Well, I'd say Miami would be the one that would shoot right off the hand, is what I would think. But also, right. I would think, actually, believe it or not, Jacksonville, because you've got the Navy base there and a lot of the military issues going on there.
Well, those are great guesses. And Key West is another one, you know, because right. I went down to Key West.
That or Tampa.
Everybody was drunk. Turns out, surprisingly enough, it's not those cities that you would think of. It is, in fact, the cities where all the old people live. And they say, especially the Palm Bay, Melbourne area, that they say at least around 9.1% of the population just drinks heavily there, and that 19.9% of the residents are 65 or older. And as I'm reading this, they're saying that there's no explanation for exactly why this is, but the most likely is that these people who are older, they think they're going to die soon anyway. They're just aging, and they're living in a town where there's not much going on. So they just kind of resign themselves to a state of perpetual drunkenness. That sounds good to me.
We can extrapolate.
Yeah.
And say the best business to be in is open retirement homes with open 24-hour bars.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That would be fantastic. And this might also explain a little something about why that we have so much weirdness in Florida, because booze is just that prevalent. You could just break into grandma's cabinet, and she's never going to know the difference.
Grandma's special medicine.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, we got to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to ask that perpetual question. Am I early on this break?
Yeah, let's keep rolling for another extra minute or so.
Okay, very well. So, well, the question is it true what they say about guys with big feet?
Well, they have big shoes.
Now, obviously, Forrest and I are big strapping men, as I pointed out earlier in the program here. And so we're going to say, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, what's your shoe size, Forrest?
12.
Are you a 12?
I am.
Mine is about 11 and a half. So you got a little something on me. But I don't know. We could settle this right now.
We could.
It is the radio. But now let's ask Shelley here. Because if anybody's got just a database to work with, it's got to be Shelley, right?
What's up with that? What are you saying here, Mr. Warren?
Well, you have so many fans out there.
Uh-huh. Oh, and what, they've all dropped their pants in front of me?
Well, you know, we did talk about romantic Christmas dinners, and it's that time of year. Men are dropping their pants because they're storing their steaks in there, is what I understand.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it's true that there's a correlation?
Well,
okay, well, why don't you think about that? And when we come back, there have been scientific studies done on this. And we will dig into these scientific studies, and we will determine once and for all best we can what the truth is. And I have a story about, some crazy things that people have gotten stuck in their bodies. And it's one of those nights where I've got one of those stories that I'm not sure if I want to read this or not. It's just so weird and so disturbing and just... I'll mull this over. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. On Speaking of Strange, and I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, and this particular hour, you might want to turn off the radio, because we are bringing you some of the news stories that don't usually make it into much of the mainstream reporting. That's because it's a little more controversial and outrageous, not suitable for children, not suitable for the easily offended, so you've been given fair warning. And we were talking before the break about what you always hear about guys with big feet. Is there anything to this? And, let's put it this way. The hardest part of this whole situation is how you conduct the testing. I mean, imagine that I went to you, Forrest, and I'll refrain from your nickname in this particular instance, and I say, Forrest, I am going to give you $1 million to conduct a scientific test to find the correlation between, or potential correlation, between a man's shoe size and his masculinity. Now, the shoe size would be the easy part.
Right.
But then you have to go about the second part. And the second part is, it's a wormy situation that you're dealing with, okay? Because there is a lot of wiggle room in here. And you got to figure out how you're going to standardize this. And now, you may have $1 million to work with. But how do you determine how to conduct that measurement? You see what I mean?
Right. What are the standards going to be?
What are the conditions under which?
Is it going to be a warm day, cold day? Is it going to be?
Yeah.
I mean,
does climatology affect this? Mr. Mobius, you with us?
Yes. Okay. Just wondering, at sea level or high elevation, how are you going to? Yes.
In outer space.
Yes.
There are all these different studies that have been done, and some have found that there's just a weak correlation. There's not much there. But ultimately, it says here that a scientist named Richard Edwards published a survey, and he said that there's no correlation between shoe size, but there's a strong one between your height. And there wasn't a vast difference in those sizes as men got taller. So I guess there's kind of like a cliff that you go over, and you want to be on this side of the cliff. Because, you know, otherwise, it's not that specific, but there is a crucial moment, a crucial point. So now you know. Moving on. This is a story that I thought was pretty remarkable, because this is from ABC News, and it's a whole big, like, comprehensive report on things that get stuck inside people's bodies. And ABC News starts out by talking about a woman in Detroit, and she went to the hospital. And the complaint was written down as I in the hoo-ha. And the doctor says, what does this mean? Turns out this patient had a prosthetic eye. Apparently was outside with some neighbors wearing only a sweatshirt and some spandex pants. Claimed that the prosthetic eye is pretty expensive and hard to replace. And so, for safekeeping, she popped out her eye and put it and her driver's license. What a nice combo in this particular place for safekeeping. Now, again, this is ABC News. This is not some obscure blog somewhere out in, you know, internet land. And so, this is how they start this article out. Of course, they, you know, got stuck. So they start interviewing these doctors who have dealt with these situations, and they have a guy, Dr. Gary Vilke at the University of California, San Diego, said he once saw a man who had four Barbie doll heads stuck inside of him. He said, quote, when you looked at his x-ray, they were looking at you like a totem pole, end quote. Now the image kicks in, right? Yeah. That's some creepy stuff.
That's creepy.
And he says, you know, some of the most, like, strange things, you had vegetables, light bulbs, tools, cell phones, reading glasses, all these things have shown up on x-rays. And that, for most people, this is, you know, like a one in a million accident or something, supposedly. But these guys, two of these doctors, Dr. Rich Drebin and Dr. Murdoch Knight, actually, you know, three doctors, and Dr. Marty Sindian, they have so many of these reports, they have published a book about it, and it's called Stuck Up. Objects inserted and ingested in places they should not be. And in this book here, they are talking about how that you got three categories. People who swallow objects and they get stuck accidentally, or something like a cockroach that crawls into someone's ear while they sleep. And then you have, like, people who are, you know, intentionally inserting things in, and then, you know, people, so those are, I guess, swallow something that, like, accidentally gets in there, and somebody who sticks something in. Most of the swallowed stuff is children. But on the flip side, they say people who are sticking things into their body that get stuck, that they're usually men between the ages of 20 and 40, and that men are 28 times more likely to have this situation arise. And the most common thing, the Dr. Knight said, is vegetables. And he said, quote, I've never been able to figure that one out, end quote. So they say that most people are just curious. Many of these folks are regular people, and they go on to say, quote, it's amazing what people will do when they're lonely or bored. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it'll be the final segment of tonight's Dark 30 Hour. And let me tell you, I have a story here. I'm trying to figure out how to read this one. It is really, really, really bizarre. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
This heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you.
Yeah, this is one of those songs. Reminds me of a film that I associate with Christmas. I'm not sure if it belongs.
But
it sure fits here. It's Liberace. This is the music that's played on the end credits of a movie. Go for it, Forrest. What do you think?
It's not really a Christmas song. Doesn't remind me of music, but there is snow.
Yes.
I want to say
there's snow in the movie. It's Misery.
I want to say you're my biggest fan. Yes.
It's Misery. They end the movie Misery. And I don't know if that's a Christmas movie. It takes place in the snow, and there's a Christmassy atmosphere. But it's fitting because this is our last show that we're going to produce here for 2011. Those that will air this program the next couple weeks will have best ofs. And so now I'm going to have to watch Misery again and see. But here we go. This is one of those stories. I read this and I thought, ugh. Anytime a story makes you squirm a little bit, you know it's just good to end the Dark 30 Hour with. And I don't know that this is going to affect women as much as it affects men, but you know, we've been kind of bouncing all over the place tonight. We have Mr. Mobius on the line. We have Hardwood Forest Connor here. We have Investigator Shelley Wright. And if we have enough time, you know, we'll tell everybody happy 2011 and now we'll move on to happy 2012 and all that business. This is a story from India, and it's about a man, 48 years old, who was suffering from a problem that apparently is pretty common as certain men age. He's having problems urinating, but this was not like a prostate thing. Sometimes that channel kind of narrows or something like that, supposedly. Very weird. I'm not, you know, it's an uncomfortable topic. But this got bad enough for him that he decided to have a procedure done that was supposed to help the flow, you know, help that channel out a little bit. So he went to a doctor there, and the doctor did a procedure that other doctors are claiming now was outdated and should not have been done. Basically, in order for them to expand his channel just a little bit, they needed to take some flesh from some other places and kind of do like a grafting thing to build it in a certain manner. And so they took some flesh from another certain little area of his body, a very intimate place, and they used that to incorporate into the surgery. So he was thinking everything's going to be fine. But then, a few weeks later, he starts having these very weird sensations down there. And he said it started with a constant itching. But it was one of those itches that felt like it was kind of like inside your body. You know, those itches you can't scratch that start driving you nuts. And then this itching, it became even more prominent. And he said it started becoming painful. And he was having problems sleeping. He was very restless. And then he said it became, once again, so difficult for him to urinate. And finally, when he would really, really work hard at this, the guy was urinating hairs. And it turns out the part of the body the doctor had used to graft skin inside of him was a part of the body that grows hair. And so now this guy is growing hair inside of that part of his body. And this is causing even more problems than he originally had, because now they got to figure out like how to cut him back open again. And now they're talking about taking some skin from his mouth and grafting it down there. And it's just a big mess that this guy's in, because he's growing hair inside that part of his body and he's passing hairs. So I don't know what kind of lesson that is as we end the year 2011, but I know I guess the lesson is don't go to the doctor in India. How about that? But you know what? We're pretty much done for the year 2011. So I hope that ended on a great note for you. 2012 is going to be a wild blur of a ride, and all I can tell you is enjoy the hell out of this this holiday. And I'll just tell you all already, you know, Happy New Year. Go ahead, guys. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Enjoy
yourselves. And we'll be back with you again in early January, and it is going to be wild. So stay tuned. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Until next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter, the Twitter, all that business. Be sure to tune in with us in 2012 and to the best ofs in the meantime. Trust me, you are commanded.
I like to do it.